Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, Curtis. Let me get the clocks, and we'll have to hand out another another $100 here. It's Puck. It is the go-to guy sitting in for Slick today. We come to you via the Think a Teacher studio. It's an 80s Throwback Thursday show brought to you by Redbox. You know what I forgot to do? We got to give you a PGA scoreboard update brought to you by Circling Raven Golf Course.
Aha!
Visit CDAcasino.com. That's terrible.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah. Doc Redman and Dustin Johnson, your leaders at 600. Jonathan Vegas, one shot back. That is your update. PGA scoreboard update brought to you by Circling Raven Golf Course. Visit CDAcasino.com. All right. It's time to hand out another $100 courtesy of the Emerald Queen Casino. Okay, hold on, Curtis. Let me get Mike Garofalo's coming up here in just a second. Curtis, who do we got?
We have Joe, I'm assuming Ratchich, from Aberdeen.
Ratchich?
Yeah, R-A-J-C-I-C-H.
Joe?
Ratchich.
Clock starts. Joe Ratchich from Aberdeen. You have 5 minutes to call in right now to collect your $100 from the Emerald Queen Casino. Joe Ratchich from Aberdeen. The old Ratchich family. 286-9595, 1-800-829-0950. 206-286-9595. Almost forgot the number. This is why I need to sleep more. 829-0950. The sleeping thing is killing me. Joe Ratchich, Aberdeen. Joe Ratchich. 5 minutes to call in. Collect your $100 courtesy of the Emerald Queen Casino. All right, let's welcome in Mike Garofalo from the NFL Network, all brought to you by Salmon Service Centers. Hi, Mike, how are you? I almost called you
I'm
Joe.
Okay.
I almost called you Joe.
Why Joe?
Because I'm Joe Ratchich from Aberdeen. We're waiting on Joe Ratchich to call in from Aberdeen. I don't even know if they have phone service down in Aberdeen, but come on, Joe, call in. You got 4 minutes to go. Why are you in a bad mood, Mike? What's wrong?
I didn't say I was in a bad mood. I took a breath, and you assumed I was in a bad mood.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to have to do this. I just got through on SeatGeek. I don't know if that's a sponsor or not.
SeatGeek.
Is that one of your sponsors?
No, one of our sponsors, Venue Kings. Venue Kings
okay.
is ours.
Well,
what are you trying to buy tickets to?
Springsteen.
Oh.
On Broadway. Because, you know, it'd be nice to get back and go to events. Holy crap.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like Bruce that much.
Whoa. Yeah, no.
They had me in queue for like an hour, and then they just let me in just as we started this. So I'm gonna just do this while I'm on the phone with you.
How high will you go for Springsteen?
Not $850 each ticket. That's for damn sure.
Damn.
Okay.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, it's 6th row, right?
Yeah. I was asking this question the other day because my wife, $400 for Sheryl Crow over at the Gorge.
Oh, no. Wait, $400 a ticket?
$400 a ticket for Sheryl Crow, front row.
Woo!
Why front row? Get in the back row. Can't you sit up like in the back?
Oh,
like,
man. She loves Sheryl Crow, though.
2.5 minutes, Joe Ratchich. Joe Ratchich from Aberdeen. You've got 2.5 minutes to call in. 286-9595, 1-800-829-0950. I feel like I'm Jerry Lewis. I mean, this is just, you know, this is what we've...
Joe's got 2.5 minutes to call in. I got 2.5 minutes to decide if I want to pay $850 a ticket to see Springsteen.
How much do you love your wife?
she doesn't like, I mean, she's, you know, she kind of likes Bruce, but, and you know what? I'm closing the window. We're done here.
Okay.
I'm not going.
Well, what would you be fine with? 500?
I guess that NFL Network's
not. Yeah, but the 500 tickets are upstairs. So
sit upstairs. What do you got against sitting upstairs? What do you got against the common people, Garofalo?
No. I'll sit upstairs, but I'm not paying sixth row pricing to sit upstairs. I feel like if the sixth row price was 500 and that was 700 less total, plus, you know, they're going to hit you. I haven't even gotten to the fees and everything like that.
That's when they get you. That's my favorite. They're only $100. Like, great.
You do the math and you're like, okay, $850 a ticket, that's $1,700. Yeah, I could see my, and then you, by the time you're done, it's $2,500. Yeah. So you know what? We're not going. We'll just listen to some CDs.
We are approaching 1 minute to go. Joe Ratchet. Come on, Joe Ratchet. Is that Joe? Well, let's put him on real quick. The Joe Ratchet from Aberdeen. Mike has been wanting to talk to Joe for years.
Yes.
Hey, Joe, are you there? Joe Ratchet from Aberdeen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What the hell took you so long to call in?
Well, I listen on the app, so I got about a 3 minute delay already.
Can we sync this up by now, iHeart? I thought we were supposed to be syncing this all up. Let's get on this. Joe, how's Aberdeen?
Aberdeen's great.
Yeah,
just wonderful.
Are you a big NFL fan?
Yeah.
You want to ask Mike Garofalo from the NFL Network, number one NFL reporter on the network, you want to ask him a question about anything you want?
I can't think of anything.
Joe, you got
how about a Russell Wilson question?
Hey, Joe, you got a future radio.
Russell Wilson question. God, where do we start with that?
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Should they trade him?
Are they going to trade him? Can they trade him?
Ooh. Joe wants to trade him.
Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Can they trade him? Yes, they can trade him. They don't want to trade him. They're certainly not going to do it. I mean, listen, it's pretty clear. You don't need me to tell you that he's going to be the quarterback in 21. But we'll have this conversation in the offseason, depending on how this goes this year and whether Russ is satisfied with their vision for him going forward. Joe, now I'll ask you a question. Did he just win? Did he just win money?
Yeah, $100 to the Emerald Queen Casino.
Hey, Joe, you want to go see Springsteen?
Sure. That's not going to buy a Springsteen ticket, though.
You're going to need about another $1,000, so see if you can scrounge it together. Hey,
Joe, why don't you give Mike the $100 so he can go to Springsteen?
Let me think about it. I need his address. I'll send it to him.
Oh, well, I'll give you his address. I sent him flour one year. All right, so true story. Joe, what are you going to spend your $100 on?
Probably golfing somewhere.
Oh, where are you going to golf? Where do you like to golf at?
Well, I just golf basically locally here. A lot in the Olympia area, though.
Okay.
Chambers Bay.
We all love Chambers Bay. It's a wonderful golf course. All right, Joe.
Yeah,
from Aberdeen, before we let you go, of course, we ended. What's the phrase that pays?
KJR is the best.
Couldn't have nailed it any better. Thanks, Joe. Joe Radish.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, from Aberdeen, $100, thanks to the Emerald Queen Casino, the smarter way to watch.
KJR is the best? That's what you came up with?
No, it's a joke. There's no phrase that pays. I just make it up. It's like an old FM thing, right? You listen to every FM station. Hey, right. Thanks for calling, Betty. What's the phrase that pays? Okay. 93 Rock.
All right, okay.
Rocks you to sleep.
All right, listen. That's pretty damn funny. I take it back.
No, it's all good. So every time I say it, the listener says something different. So I just it just makes a chuckle out of me.
That's a great running gig. I give you all the credit in the world.
All right, so you didn't get the Springsteen tickets?
I mean, I got them, but I said no thanks. So, you know, I should have pushed it through. SeatGeek just tweeted. All right, SeatGeek just said to everybody, this is nice. This is very nice of them. In the waiting room for Springsteen on Broadway tickets, we're working hard to ensure tickets make it into the hands of real fans. The line is moving. You can now refresh your browser and keep your place in line. See, that was the worst part was when I did it on the phone, and they said, do not refresh this page and do not let your phone, go to the, don't let your phone lock, basically.
Yeah.
So I had to keep just touching my phone, okay? And I couldn't even, I said, let me go back to my settings to change the time before it locks. I was afraid to even do that.
What is it called, the Bruce Springsteen? Is it the music of Bruce Springsteen? What is it?
Springsteen on Broadway is the title. Okay. And the thing's on Netflix. We could just watch the damn thing on Netflix. I think that's what we'll probably wind up doing.
What day are you trying to go?
Well, that's the problem. Was they gave me dates for 3 weeks, for 3 months, excuse me. And I'm like trying to coordinate it with my father-in-law is going to be traveling. I'm going to need him to kind of babysit. So I can't, it's got to be when he's here. And Springsteen's schedule like lines up with him being away like for the three trips that he's taking. So that wasn't working. So I finally like took a swing at a date in late August, and then I saw the prices, and I said, you know what?
Okay,
I don't care when the date is.
What are we
is.
Thinking? Like, oh, August 28th?
Are you buying me tickets? Is that what you're doing?
No. I don't have any money. No, I'm just looking. No,
I can get you
two balcony tickets right now for $700.
Two balcony for $700 each? No, I just had six row for $850. I think I'd rather be there for the extra $150.
Well, why don't you go to venuekings.com? That's where Anthony Beirutti's our guy here. Venuekings.com. It's a wonderful site.
Don't tell me he's already got tickets.
He's got tickets all over the place.
All right. Well, he's obviously marked them up because he's got to make it.
Well,
of
course. That's how the game is played. I bet you if we put you in contact with our guy, Anthony Beirutti, at venuekings.com, which is out of wonderful, beautiful Vancouver, B.C., I bet you he could pull off a deal for you. I bet you.
See, this is what I don't understand. They said they want to make them, available to everyone. This guy's got tickets for everything already. How did that happen? That's crazy. I had to wait in the waiting room for an hour and a half. I'll never understand this business.
You know what? You know what I'm going to do? We're going to put you in contact with old Anthony Beirutti. And maybe when you're on like NFL, Good Morning Football on a Saturday, all you have to do is, just somehow, work in. Man, that Springsteen show was fun. That venuekings.com is a great website. So back to you, Nate. Just something like that.
Now, hold on a second. I think I may have just screwed up here. Because
you bought him.
Now I'm looking at the prices on some of these secondary markets. I should have bought the tickets and resold them is what I should have done.
Oh,
I was thinking,
man, woo!
I'll tell you this. I got, we've worked with Anthony Venue Kings for a long time. At the Super Bowl, the Patriots-Seahawks Super Bowl, my buddy won, he was a season ticket holder, won the lottery, they give for season ticket holders.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave the tickets, at cost, which was like $900. And you're like, oh, my God. And if you remember that Super Bowl, I believe, and I don't think it's been touched since, was the highest price Super Bowl history. Anthony offered me $7,000 for my ticket.
$7,000 for 900 face value?
Yeah. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. I really want to go. I want to see them win back-to-back.
What?
And then when I walked out of there, all I could think about after that play was, why didn't I just sell the ticket? Because I could have
$6,100 you could have made on that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I do wonder that. The one time I really, and looking back, it really wasn't that much. It was like $370 for a ticket to the Flyers. I'm a big Flyers fan. So I went to the Flyers game 6 against the Blackhawks. And we sat all the way. I mean, we were like the next to last row. It was the only ticket I could get. And I said, I can't believe I'm spending this much. And they may lose, and I got to watch the other team carry the cup. Now, it wound up being that memorable game where Patrick Kane, they shoot it. And only the entire building, one guy knew that he had scored, and it was Patrick Kane. Nobody else had any idea the puck went into that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and watch it. And it was, even though they lost and I had my gut kicked in, I said, I was at least at a unique event, right? Like the game that a lot of hockey fans will remember. That's the way I kind of – but sometimes I wonder, these people that spend – could you imagine if you were a Broncos fan and you spent $7,000 or whatever it was to go see that game, okay, and one snap into the game, Peyton's chasing the ball through the end zone, and it's like never even – I mean, that's what I always think about when people spend inordinate money for whatever. At least I know Bruce is going to put on a good show.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the Patriots one.
I know.
Yeah,
what I'm saying.
You're saying a Broncos. I see what you're saying.
at least, listen, I know you wanted the Seahawks to win, but you were at least there for a memorable moment in sports history.
Yeah, I don't know, though. But now looking back on it, I think I would rather have taken the money and not seen that in person.
But you don't know that going in. Well, and listen, I'm telling you, at least you're going to say I was there. I put it to you this way. You'd rather be in your situation than the Broncos guy that just never had a moment to even enjoy the damn Super Bowl. It's just never. Yeah, I mean, that had to be miserable.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Yeah, and Mike, I'm giving Puck a hard time here about the Seahawks and losing out on 6,100. But if Washington State ever played in the national championship, I don't think there'd be a price that we would sell that ticket for.
No.
If that happens, I'll spend my college, my kids' college tuition to go watch it.
Yeah.
I may prank call you and you know, block number. Hey, I'll give you $30,000 for your ticket and just see what you say, just to see if there is a number for you.
Well, there probably always is a number. I'm not quite sure why that number should have been the number that day. It should have been. Maybe it would have changed the whole thing. Maybe they would have won. See, they would have won. That's the thing. They would have ended up giving it to Lynch. He scores, and then we would have sat there. My buddy's going, okay, we have $6,000 in our bank account, but we could have been there and witnessed it.
Mike, what camp are you in on that one? I mean, did they blow it by not giving it to Lynch? I mean, most Seahawks fans feel like they really, really blew it. But if you look at the defense the Patriots had out there, if they had completed that pass, everybody would have been saying, man, that was brilliant.
Everybody was stacking up
the line on Marshawn Lynch, and they fooled him by going with the pass there. That was a brilliant decision by Darrell Bevell.
You know, the goal line fade, right? Everybody hates the goal line fade. Why you throw the goal? But then when the goal line fade works, you know, nobody ever says, boy, why did they do that? That was dumb. Because sometimes defenses take away what they know you want to do down there, right? And the way that they stack. Now, the other thing, and this was in the immediate aftermath, which I thought was nuts to me, okay, that in that scramble, okay, and you remember Belichick said this on Do Your Job, that special, that everybody was saying, take the timeout. And he's like, I know. And he's just kind of waving people off because he's looking across and he's seeing all this chaos. And I remember in the aftermath of that game, people say, well, there were some theories inside that locker room that it was more of a, you know, oh, you don't want to give it to Marshawn. It was more of a, you know, some alleged racism, some alleged that they wanted Russell to have the glory. You know what is going on in a coach's head in a scramble like that? Nobody's got time to sit there and say, all right, especially in the damn Super Bowl. I mean, week five, it's a mad scramble. So it was more about, what they had. I don't mind them doing it. It's just, it was an incredible play, and I still can't believe he picked it off. I mean, it really, to get to where he needed to be and make that play with all the contact and everything like that, it's just, the percentage-wise, I don't know what next-gen – we got to check with next-gen stats. Do we ever get that? They like to do their percentages. It was a low-percentage play for him to make that play the way he did.
Well, we're going to go get us some Coors Seltzer because I'm going to start drinking. It's 11:17. But
are you glad I brought that up?
It's never too early to start drinking to relive that game. Jamal Adams is not there. Let's actually talk some football here. Jamal Adams not at the OTAs. Don't expect to see him either today. We talked about it this week. We don't expect to see him next week. Hell, I don't expect to see him at training camp until he gets a new deal. Are you hearing anything on that front and a new deal for Jamal Adams, and what could it possibly be?
I mean, every time I've asked it along the way, no one has ever really worried that it's, you know, something that is going to be a problem. Everybody kind of feels like, hey, you know, we know what we gave up to make it happen. He would love to be here, all that stuff, and we'll find the number, we'll get it right. He's on the fifth year option this year, which what's the number? It's
9-ish.
10 million, I think.
Yeah, 9 or 10.
What is it?
9 or 10? I can pull it up in a sec, but
Yeah, somewhere around there. I remember hearing that. It's going to be a chunk of money. I mean, you know, you start to miss some stuff. And again, you can't, as we've discussed, you can't now forgive these things the way that the Seahawks have done at times in the past, the way all teams have done in the past. So I think he'll be there. I saw Devontae Adams the other day was asked about it.
Great line.
showing up to training camp. I'm not giving back any of the money I earned. Good for you, Devontae.
Do you think he'll show? Right? We've speculated because Chancellor used to do this. I don't know if Wagner did this. Lynch used to do this, where they would show up to camp, but all of a sudden it's like, ah, my back's been acting up. So I can't really do anything. Yep. Do you think he'll do that?
Yep. I think there was a guy. I'm not going to say who it was. There was a guy.
Just give us the initials. So funny. Initials.
No, no. Damn it. There was a guy who was a potential holdout, is a potential holdout, I don't know, this year. And somebody said to me, he called the trainer to say he's having migraine headaches. And I said, what are you, is he setting the stage for a hold in? That's what it is, the hold in, right? And so I actually called the agent about it, and there's dead silence on the other end of the phone. And the agent admitted to me that, yeah, it was something we were kicking around, like as a way to kind of, if he needs to show up but doesn't really want to participate, you know, and so, yeah, he's not really having my, the agent, he's like, don't say anything, but yeah, that's something we were kicking around. We're not going to do it, but that's something we were kicking around. Just amazing to me that he was outright just admitted, you know, that was the case. And so, yeah, these are the things. You know, Jalen Ramsey with the Jaguars, he had a back thing. Oh, my back hurt. Because you can't really prove the back thing, right? Mm-hmm. You can take an MRI. You can look at this stuff and, you know, whatever. But I would, by the way, caution the guy who was talking about the migraines. If he's listening, he's probably not. He's not in the Seattle area. Careful what you wish for. That could be considered a non-football injury. They may say, all right, you're NFI. We're not paying you anything. Which happened to Juwan James with the Broncos. That's a possibility for all these guys. I think they're going to show up, and some guys are going to have phantom injuries, and they're going to call it a hold-in, basically.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right, good luck with the tickets. I'm telling you, VenueKings.com, go there. It's going to be your best bet. And again, just give them a plug on the show, and, you know, Anthony will take care of you. Have a great weekend, and we'll chat with you next week.
You got it. See you, boys.
There he is, Mike Garofalo, NFL Network. All brought to you by Salmon Service Centers. You need a repair on your car, especially in the north end of Seattle, salmonservice.com. The boys up there are going to take care of you. They are the best in the north part of the city with three great locations. Visit them again at salmonservice.com, Salmon Service Centers. They've been doing business since old Tex Salmon opened up that business back in 1951. Back with more here on Throwback Thursday. We're inside the Thank a Teacher studio on 950 KJ.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.